Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with a girl who can't stop talking and thinking about whorehound herbs after we talked about it a week or so ago when we talked about the Henry Candy Company in Dexter, Kansas. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We got to talking about whorehound candy, which I actually found a piece about it here on oldtimecandy.com.
There you go.
Where they still sell it.
Okay.
So, and you'll see it sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like farm stores. It seems like you'll see whorehound candy. And my dad has always been a fan. So it's something we put in his Christmas stocking.
Really?
Yeah. And
is that all he gets in his stocking?
Well, no. He gets other things, too, like black licorice.
There you go.
Other thing that really likes. But anyway, what the heck is whorehound is the name of this article that I found here. It's actually a plant.
It's an unfortunate name, don't you think?
It is, and that's what they're saying here. It said it might sound like a dirty word, but whorehound is anything, but it's spelled H-O-R-E.
All right.
H-O-U-N-D.
All right.
It's a furry plant. Known for
You said furry?
Furry, yeah. Furry plant known for its medicinal qualities, and it's been utilized as a household tonic for centuries, still used today in cough drops and candies. Ironically, you're coughing.
That's because I sucked my coffee down the wrong...
Oh, no. Cough drops and candies as a soothing sweet.
Go ahead while I die
over
here. Okay,
all right. The plant itself is rather unique. It's a member of the mint family, and I showed you a picture, and it really does,
and it does
look
like
mint.
Yeah.
The leaves have a distinct furry texture and meatiness to them that makes whorehound a very hearty herb. It's known for its bitter taste, something between root beer and licorice is what they say.
See, I thought it tasted like root beer myself. Yeah. Whorehound candy, I always thought, tasted like root beer.
Now, are you not a fan of root beer?
No, I'm okay.
You're okay with root beer?
I don't mind the whorehound candy. It's just I wouldn't walk across the street for it.
To buy it, yeah. You wouldn't probably buy it for yourself. It says it causes the body to regulate breathing and digestion.
Huh. Who knew?
Throughout history, whorehound has been used in a variety of ritualistic and medicinal ways in medieval Europe. Ritualistic. Well, it was even
that's
used
why your
to,
dad likes it. He has a little ritual.
A little ritual. It was even used to ward off a witch's spell, it says.
Wow. Who knew?
Egyptians once called whorehound the seed of Horus, H-O-R-U-S, which could possibly be the origin of the strange name. And it also shows just how sacred they thought the whorehound herb to be. So,
right.
Which of course, you know, in the old days, they used a lot more herbs and
absolutely. That's the only medicine they
had. Yeah, that they had. But yeah, definitely looks like mint. I really like mint. I really like to use mint in a mint mojito in a drink.
Three or four times a day.
Yeah, no, yeah. Really, I like mint even.
Ours goes to waste constantly. We have it on the edge of our garden, and it just is so invasive. It just gets bigger and bigger, and we don't eat that much mint. But it's super hardy, and we kill it back probably half of the summer to try to get it back to the size of, something that you could possibly eat that much from. I mean, by the end of the summer, we will have a patch twice the size of a bushel basket.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of mojitos, girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, if you're killing it back with Roundup, I probably don't want to go and snip some to put in my mojito.
Well, don't take the Roundup part.
Okay.
Or just let me know and I won't shoot that part.
I have bought it before. In fact, even grocery stores will sometimes have
the little pots of
the different herbs. And I've bought basil, I've bought mint before. And it seems like I never can keep it going in the little pot. But I guess what I need to do is go plant it in the ground.
Oh, yeah. Ours is always in. Because we had it on the farm, too. And the same way. I mean, it would just spread and spread. But we had it on a section between the house and the sidewalk. So it couldn't spread, you know, clear across the yard. And that kept it kind of pinned in a little bit. But right now it's on the edge of the garden. And so it just overtakes
The garden. Yeah. Well, the only thing about my backyard is I have dogs.
Yeah.
And my neighbors have dogs.
Well, if you're worried about Roundup being on your mint, wait till your dogs are.
I know. You know, it's just I don't know if I really want to eat.
Well, you know, you can put a little fence around it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just those little 18-inch
chicken wire fence, type little fences that you stick down in the dirt. Yeah, I'll have to figure something out. But anyway, so there's your story behind it. Kind of makes me want to get some now and try it.
I would say. I wonder, though, you've mentioned other herbs, and obviously this one wasn't in the selection when you would buy other herbs.
I do not remember seeing that, no, ever. No, so, it's usually the pretty basic stuff, like I mentioned, what did I say, basil and like parsley, I think sometimes they'll have for sale, cilantro.
A cilantro. We planted cilantro 1 year, and all of those things are just... I mean, cilantro is cool, but you do not need 12 bushel baskets of cilantro.
It would take you a long time.
And you cut them off, and they just grow right back. Uh-huh. Same way with this. Man, sometimes when I go by with a mower, I will grab a stalk and chew on it. It's just a minty taste.
Right. Uh-huh.
I
even like it in water. Just to make
you know, I swear I brought some here to the radio station one time for people to take home, and there wasn't a single person took it.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't remember that. I think I would have taken some if you'd
Well, you probably
it,
but... thought that it, my dog had gone by, maybe. Which I don't even, I did put a little sign there. I do not have a dog.
Okay. All right. Let's stay on the topic here of food products.
All right.
J.M. Smucker.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Smucker would be the son's name here. This is a quote, actually. A quote, J.M. Smucker is a meritocracy, and my journey here took a lot of twists and turns. That is the quote from Mark Smucker, whose last name is, of course, the same as the company where he is CEO of Smucker's, which is, you know, they make jellies and things like that. He wants everyone to know that he had to earn his role as CEO at Smucker's, just like everyone else. The food and beverage executive told Fortune magazine that the J.M. Smucker Company, founded in 1897 by his great-great-grandfather, has a rule that all family members must work outside the company before coming aboard. So after graduating college in 92, Mark held non-Smucker jobs for 5 years before he was allowed to join the family business in 1997. Then he worked his way up to president of Smucker's coffee division in 2011 and became CEO in 2016.
I know a lot of people with that kind of rule. A lot of farmers the same way. Before Junior can come back to farm, he's got to work somewhere else for a while.
Yeah.
I don't really understand that.
Yeah.
I don't know. And what'd you call it, a meritocracy?
Yeah, meritocracy, which I wasn't really
sure
what that word
meant. And you don't know what that means either.
I didn't look it up.
Well, it appears it has something to do with you merit. If you have to, you know.
Have merit.
Merit.
Earn merit.
Right. So I do not know that word.
Anyway,
so.
I just know I like Smucker's.
Well, I was flipping wildly through here looking for a related jelly or... And I could not find it, but I did find that several people in 1844 were on the new peacemaker. The USS Princeton was the first propeller-driven warship. Okay. 1844.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a lot of people that were on there, including the president and the secretary of state, secretary of the Navy, important people, meritocracers.
Okay.
They got there by merit.
Men of merit.
There you
Men
go.
Men with merit.
Yeah, well, they had this brand new 10-ton gun, the Peacemaker, and it blew up.
Oh.
And it killed, it killed a whole boatload of people. Luckily, it did not kill the president, John Tyler, or his fiancée, Julia Gardner, but it killed the Secretary of the Navy and the Secretary of State. Wow, talk about bad PR.
Right?
Suppose that made the 5:30 television news? Wow.
I would doubt. What year was that again?
1844.
1844. I don't remember learning about that in history class,
no,
but I probably did.
Yeah, I'll bet you did.